Public Health Ontario reported 661 new COVID-19 cases today for November 12. The latest updates noted 469 recoveries and 6 new deaths. New cases in Newmarket spiked by 13, the highest daily increase since May 22 when there were 21 new cases, and an outbreak has been declared at Newmarket High School with one student case. Of the new cases, 9 are unvaccinated and 4 are fully vaccinated. Of York Region's 39 schools in surveillance with confirmed student and staff cases not transmitted in the school, 10 are in Newmarket, with new cases reported at Crossland Public School, 2 students, November 12. York Region is reporting 51 new cases November 12, of which 29 are unvaccinated, 1 is partially vaccinated, and 21 are fully vaccinated. 20 outbreaks are currently active, 1 childcare, 14 schools, and 5 workplaces. The November 13 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 4,586 active, lab-confirmed cases, up from 4,400 yesterday. 263 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. Included in the new cases reported today are 315 unvaccinated, 22 partially vaccinated, and 273 fully vaccinated people. 51 cases were reported with the vaccination status unknown. Hospitalized cases, not in the ICU, include 78 unvaccinated, 16 partially vaccinated, and 69 fully vaccinated individuals. ICU cases include 64 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 13 fully vaccinated people. There are 106 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 25 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 63 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 15 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. 11,138,723 Ontarians have been fully vaccinated. The province reported 26,456 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 2.4% positivity rate. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 606,507 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 591,994 recoveries and 9,927 deaths. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here, with files from Deborah Kelly.